And I guess someone
was he in the, you what?
I guess someone say he was dead, but his wife never did go. She said she likes over here the best.
Was he in the army?
Never tell you, went over there, went to the fight over there and showed those Chinamans how to fight.
Yeah.
Call him the Flying Tiger. Now he up to that my table and eat. Captain Montgomery, the Captain of Chinook. And he was keen, how come he to get chance to get reckon sit at my table? Mr. Ben Chase and him was first cousin. And Mr. Ben Chase married Mr. Collins' niece. And they stayed out here at Goldman's. And he'd visit Mr. Ben Chase. And he come here one time and want a deer to carry back over the sea. And my husband killed the deer, and they carried it to waterproof and landed in his plane, and he shot out just like the deer was. Didn't take the guts out of him or nothing. They carried back over the sea.
Really? That deer must have got smelling kind of bad.
No, I reckon they must have put something on it. Because in the wintertime, you know, freezing, and he went on back.
Ms. Lutcher, what, now, you, we were talking about what you kept food in. Did you have something you kept it in for ice?
For ice?
Yeah. What would you keep food in?
We wouldn't keep it in, we wouldn't cook no more what we're going to eat up at a meal.
I see.
You see, that's the only way to save anything. You couldn't cook something and say, well, I'm going to have it for supper. Uh-uh. You would have to cook supper. Maybe the meal be fresh.
I say, well, where'd you keep your milk?
Well, I had a dairy. A housemaid out. And at home, you know, when I was at home. And hit the slide all up. And the milk was out there under shade, a big old shady tree.
Yeah, really?
Mm-hmm. And they kept the milk there.
Did it have water in it, or what was the dairy like?
The wood was made out of stream, just like this stream dough here out right here. They just had the place made with shells in it, and it's a stream all the way around. Then it's a sit inside of a little house. And it, and all up top, it was all stream, you know. And the milk would just be pretty good. One would never be, one whey wouldn't rise or eat up the cream.
Really?
No.
Now, did you have a place where you stored produce or anything like that in the winter? Any kind of place where you would keep things, you know?
I put up fruit and stuff. Let's put up fruit in the summer. We knew to put it up in jars, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd turn in and we'd turn in like apples. We'd peel those apples and slice them up and put them on a cloth and put them on top of the house and dry them out and put them in bags and put them away for the winter.
Well, they would dry up and
They quivered up, you know. They would shrink, you know.
I see.
They'd be good. They'd be done dried out, the sun, you know. They'd
yeah.
dry them out. And
the sun would make them what?
Shrivel up.
I see.
And okra, cut up okra.
Yeah.
And turn in and put it up on top of the house and dry it out. Make gumbo through the winter time with that okra, you know. Where you do, you soak it.
Mm-hmm.
Overnight.